cons in the city, do you think it's time for New Jersey to wise up and allow legal citizens to conceal or open carry? Because I'm telling you what, we all know the police can't get there in time, especially in Atlantic City.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, Carl, I know you listen a lot, but if you have listened to me all the time, you'll know that I've actually called for, in Atlantic City, an open carry law, and I don't mean alcohol. I don't want a concealed gun. I want to be able to have a gun wearing it at my side. I want one. I need one. We all need one, especially if city council's not going to do what needs to be done. You know, I guess we could sing Boy George's song to city council. Do we really, what, do you really want to hurt us? Do you really want to make us cry? Because that bill that they passed 8-1 really does hurt us, and it really does make us all cry. I want them to rescind that law. I want them to pass a law to make the voucher program illegal, that a rooming house cannot accept ex-cons in this city if they're really serious about having a college here. You know, I want them to either close or move the needle exchange program, the soup kitchen, the mission, to make it not so advantageous for people to come here. And that's why everybody comes here and relocates here that are either homeless or they're ex-cons or they're people who commit crime who maybe haven't gotten caught yet and gone to jail. So what they did this week was just an attack against every citizen here in Atlantic City and the people that come to town. I can't even understand the sanity of this vote. So it needs to be rescinded. Again, I condemn city council for the vote, and I'm going to tell you something. If you're going to do this, and I've talked to people, and they tell me I'm right, that no one in their right mind is going to send their kids to Stockton under these circumstances, so here's a good use then. Since you're not going to have college kids going there, make Stockton a prison on Albany Avenue. Take all the prisoners, like all the ex-cons that you're going to have coming here in the future, and the ones that are here now, and maybe you want to get the Atlanta Club, too, because you're only going to have 500 beds down there at Stockton. At least you can house them all in one area. You'll know where they're at, and at least they won't all be next to the rest of us. And I always thank Carl for calling in. You know I agree with you, Carl. Open carry law in Atlantic City, especially if city council is going to take these ridiculous votes.
Yeah, let's see if Carl has a final comment. Go ahead, Carl.
Well, my final comment is how many of them ex-cons are carrying guns already, and thanks for my call.
Now, there you go. I mean, we just had an escapee, and within seconds, he had a gun with him. So,
well, every story we gave you this morning on all that crime, what was there, half a dozen stories? Everybody had a gun. And the worst thing is they all have these hollow point bullets. So that's why. And like I said, they're getting some people 7:30 in the morning. So what time is it safe for any of us to, like, walk around the streets here of Atlantic City? And forget us, we're older, but what about the kids again? Ex-cons and students, does that really mix? Of course not. I mean, we're not the insane ones here, but some people are. And I'm just really appalled at what city council did this week and the fact that nobody's calling so far. I guess they don't want to talk to me. You know, but I'll probably get some people come around and tell me they didn't like what I had to say. And again, you know, I don't care because Tom Gilder came to see me. I said, hey, I'm happy you're listening to the show, but I'm not changing what I'm saying, you know, because I stand by every word I say. There is no tourism district. We certainly shouldn't be paying a tax, which we stopped paying for the tourism district. And we didn't need anybody to command a bunch of prostitutes and drug dealers, because that's all I see on Pacific Avenue and Atlantic Avenue. There was a story in what is going to be the different approach between our new mayor coming up and our ex-mayor. And, of course, our new mayor is inheriting, they said the ex-mayor inherited a lot of problems, so is our new mayor. I mean, he's inheriting higher taxes here, more debt, and certainly worse crime than when Mr. Guardian came in. So is he going to be able to change anything? Is he going to have any power here? They're saying that he and the new governor will get along better because they're of the same, both Democrats, but we had two Republicans, Mr. Guardian and Mr. Christie, that didn't get along at all. So I don't know if that'll have anything to do with it at all. This was the story where they argued on what direction the city should go in. It should be a tourist destination or a family-friendly city, and as I've just told you, it can't be anything if you're not going to clean the town up. And what they did at city council this week only puts in the opposite direction, not the direction we need going forward, which is cleaning the town and making it safe, not making us feel safe. And I said that before. I don't want to feel safe. I want to be safe. So they said another challenge could be the idea of North Jersey gambling, what our new mayor will have to face if Murphy tries to push that. If they don't, end around, it'll never get passed on a vote. I do not believe the people in North Jersey want it. I think that's why 3 out of every 4 went against it. They don't want the traffic there. They don't need the jobs there. And again, this governor is just really showing his bad side by, before he's even being sworn in, talking about how we need gambling in North Jersey.
We'll say it again. There's already legal gambling in North Jersey. You turn on your computer and they'll double your initial deposit. it. So, you know, for all of the legislators that think internet gambling is a great idea, I was at Borgata last night. It was empty on a Friday night.
Absolutely. Friday nights have become very bad in the off-season. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Let's grab a call. We have issued a challenge to any councilman who is willing to talk about that idiotic vote with the rooming houses. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Here's one councilman, Jesse Kurtz. I was the lone person to vote against it. And I'll tell you for all the reasons that both of you articulated, which I think are fantastic, reasons why this should not have proceeded. I'll add two. One is that there's already a number of things that the city does, whether it's the needle giveaway or mental health services, homeless services. There's all sorts of things that are, you know, taken on their own beautiful ways to try to help people. The problem is we're at capacity in this city. We have so much of it, and it's so concentrated that we're literally a magnet for everybody in the six or seven southern counties of New Jersey to send their problems here rather than deal with them in their own areas. One of the issues with this bill is that it's not limited to Atlantic City or even Atlantic City area ex-offenders. It basically puts another magnet on us that all people that commit crimes in South Jersey should come move here when they get out. And that, what kind of message is that sending when we're supposedly trying to turn around the town, we're trying to reinvent, rebuild Atlantic City as a tourist area, as a family area, as a school area? You don't do that when you put a big sign up that's a magnet for ex-offenders to come here when they get released from jail. And I'm disappointed because on one hand, I congratulate and I wish our new mayor the best. But this is something that he was the prime sponsor of. And so it's tough that, you know, leading into the new administration, the very last piece of legislation that the new mayor offers is this type of ex-offender magnet program. And it's the complete wrong direction to be going as a city.
I thank him for calling up, and I appreciate what he had to say. If he maybe can shed some light on why he thinks the vote went 8-1, and why all the other councilmen voted in favor of it. Did they give any reasons why they thought having more ex-cons when they're opening up a college here, and with all the crime problems that we have, and the city basically getting a reputation as a halfway house destination?
I think that the issue here is that, just like the other things I mentioned, the needle exchange, the mental health services, the free meals, the assistance with health care, the homeless assistance. All of these things in themselves are good things, including the need to reintegrate people when they fall on the wrong side of the law. Like, rehabilitation is a great and noble goal. I don't think they looked at the details of that. Really, this should be a statewide policy, or at the very least, a countywide or region-wide policy. When you make Atlantic City the only town that offers this type of magnet for ex-offenders, it's not only bad policy, but you actually don't help people when you concentrate them in like an artificial setting. When you have an area that gives away more needles than all the other needle exchanges in the state, you don't help the people who are struggling with IV drug use. When you concentrate the mental health services for people that are low or no income, you don't end up helping them at the rate that you should. And this is one of those typical policies that when you don't look at the details, it's feel-good liberalism. But when you look into the details, it neither helps our brothers or sisters, nor does it improve an area. It actually makes everybody worse when these type of feel-good policies go through. And unfortunately, I think that we missed an opportunity here to do something thoughtful. Like, for example, if you recommended to the new governor to do a statewide policy where it's more friendly towards people trying to get back on their feet, that's one thing. But to do it as only one of 500 and some odd municipalities, it makes us a magnet. And it was a regretful decision.
Well, since the state is in charge, maybe, the state can have some sanity and overrule city council. I would hope that. And I think if anybody's heard me, my feelings have always been, and this is on the whole United States of America, but I'll just put it to our county here. Every city in Atlanta County should be responsible for their own people, whether they're homeless or whether they're druggies or whether they're ex-cons. So I believe the city of Atlantic City should take care of their people, but only the people that are residents of Atlantic City. If you're a resident of Brigantine or you're a resident of Northfield or Galloway or wherever, then that's where you need to be housed, whether you're homeless or you're an ex-con or you're a druggie or whatever the problem is, in that city. If every city, and if every city in America took care of their homeless, then, you know, there wouldn't be cities that would be magnets. We were already a magnet, as Jesse said, and now this only puts up 10 more magnets on our back. And again, and I'm just going to put this out there to the other city council people. Yeah, I think some of them have children, ex-cons and students. You're opening up a college. Do you really think that's a good mix for our city? We don't here on Frank Talk. Well, you know how I feel about it. That's why we bring these subjects up. It's sad. I'm very sad about this, you know, that this is the vote that they took, and 8 of them, you know, went against the people of Atlantic City. Is this the direction they really want to go? Then, you know, Hard Rock's not even going to make it, because the people are still going to continue to go to the dump, as I call it. They're not going to come to the city when the city's getting more dangerous every week.
I appreciate you putting some light on this issue, because, you know, what they call that area, and I hate to take a shot at, you know, Frank's neighborhood, because I love going to the Irish pub. I like to support some of the other businesses in that area. But, you know, people call it Zombieville. And they call it Zombieville because there's such a concentration of things that in themselves are good and noble things. But they're done in such a stupid way where they're concentrated in an area. And this is an area where the state involvement could really help us. You know, it could help thin out and add a couple other needle exchanges in other counties in South Jersey and get it out of our tourism area. And I'm hoping that with the new governor and the new mayor that we'll be able to, you know, kind of recheck things and start from scratch. But I'm, on the other hand, I'm disappointed that this is the last thing that was prime sponsored by our new mayor. So we're not off to a good start.
I guess the other council people might be a little embarrassed because, I mean, I don't know how you can explain this vote with the problems we have in the city, with the amount of ex-cons we had. Mr. Kurtz mentioned it, and happy Thanksgiving to Jesse and his family, about the fact that, you know, we already have all these people coming here now. So this absolutely made no sense whatsoever. You know, when I saw this vote in the paper, it just saddened, brought a tear to my eye that with all the problems we have, city council would take this, and all we need to do, as Jesse said, is to allow these other cities to also open up clinics and things so that everybody can take care of their own. I think that's just a normal solution, actually, for the whole country, whether it's Los Angeles or Chicago. Everybody take care of your own. That's what people should do. You know, you always take care of your own families. But for some reason or not, Atlantic City seems to have to take care of everybody's family of every city in the county. And we just can't do that if we are going to move this city forward as some type of tourist destination, a getaway destination, as I like to say. And also, and I know it's, I keep beating the dead horse here, but you're telling me you're opening up a college. You've got children coming. I mean, kids today are so naive. Look at that one boy. He was 18 years old. The anchor woman was talking about it. He let that actor put his hand down the kid's pants, but the kid was 18. When I was 18, I was running a business. People were working for me. I was in charge. No man, woman, or anybody else would have ever put their hand down my pants if I didn't want them at the age of 18. But this kid's in a restaurant. He's allowing the guy to get him drunk, and he was drinking underage to begin with. But then he allows the guy to put his hand down his pants, do his thing, and then he runs home to his grandmother, of all things. I mean, so you can see how immature he is at the age of 18. As soon as the guy tried to attempt to put his hand down his pants at that age, I mean, he wasn't 12 or 13. He should have punched the guy in the mouth as hard as he could. He was actually in a public restaurant. He could have just screamed for that matter, but I guess he was intoxicated. But my point is, kids today are like country bumpkins. So you're going to have these little 18, 19-year-olds coming from other parts of the country. They're going to put them here at Stockton, because I don't assume they're going to be people from offshore who maybe know what Atlantic City's like, because those people definitely aren't going to let their kids live here. And they're going to walk out of Stockton, and, you know, it's not that bad around the neighborhood there, but then they're going to come up, like where Jesse said, is Zombieville. And, you know, that's something I always call these people, because they bounce all over the stinking. And it's true, you can call them that, because that's exactly what they look like, especially the women. They look like zombies, the poor things. I did see, you know, I mentioned that the Order of Nuns should come out and help the prostitutes. I guess everybody listens to Frank Talk. This week, then you have, you know, the new Order of Nuns that are staying at St. Mike's actually came to the streets and were giving food and clothing and talking to the prostitutes. You know, maybe they can try to save these girls and get them away from the darn pimps who just feed them full of this heroin.
Yes, good morning, King and Frank. Tom from the Inlet.
Good morning, Tom.
When I heard this story in reference to these convicted felons, when they get out of prison, they get an $800 voucher for these rooming houses. I couldn't believe it myself. I read it twice, or looked at it twice. It's unbelievable. That area where these rooming houses are right now, when I was a kid down here, it was a lovely area. People would come down, the same people, some of them, every year with their kids, enjoy the beach. It was economical at most of these rooming houses, so I hear. Back in the day, you know, you got a meal, it was safe. And that area, I'll tell you, you know, when I'm on the streets, if I have to go to a post office or whatever, I've never been nervous down here, but I can honestly say I am right now. You know, constant, you got a quarter, you got a dollar. I don't even answer these creeps, because then they get PO'd at me. So I learned that I don't even answer them. But I don't know what the council was thinking of. I agree with Councilman Kurtz, because he feels the same way we do. This is the most stupidest thing. Plus, it could encourage these prisoners, when it gets cold out or they don't want to live in that place, they know when they go to jail, they're going to tell their buddies in jail, you get an $800 voucher, and in the summertime, I'm right on the beach. I walk across the street and hustle people on the boardwalk all day long. It just doesn't add up.
Well, Tom is 100% right. You know, he knows that the old days of Atlantic City, the rooming houses were ideal. Now, there are no more future for rooming houses. And again, I think all the citizens of Atlantic City should call city council, should call their city councilman, should even call the state and tell them what happened here, and that you as citizens, we as citizens, want this law rescinded. We want a law passed that they can't take any more ex-cons in. We have enough. We probably have about 1,000 living in a little city. There's only 38,000 people, they say, living here, and I don't think there's even that many living here. Only 17,000 went to vote, and we got 1,000 ex-cons in the city, and they're all concentrated in all these beach block areas, and that's why you destroyed the beach blocks. That's why property values, you can buy homes on the beach blocks for $50,000. I mean, they talk about making Atlantic City a second home city like Margate. Yeah, rich people are going to come here and live next to ex-cons. Stop it. We have so many guns on the streets. Do we need more guns? Do we need more ex-cons? No, we don't. We need to make this city safe for people like Tom and the fine citizens that live here, work here, and come to visit here. So again, I condemn city council.
Yeah,
I urge all of you to call and complain to city council and the state about what happened here.
To me, this just does not add up, that they would encourage people to move into these rooming houses. And you guys remember on the Black Horse Pike, West Atlantic City, because most of those people that lived in those joints were getting a voucher from the county or whatever. Look what it did to that strip. It was terrible. It was so close to just a tent city at that place. What in the world's going to happen in where these rooming houses are if they encourage, and obviously it's a done deal unless something changes, crime people.
And
move into that area. That's just what we need in Atlantic City.
And using my common sense, the state has to be for this, because they didn't. They can disapprove anything that the council does. Tom, we have to go, but thanks so much for checking out with us. Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye now.
All right, Frank, about 5 minutes left, but I think the state's for this because they could have shot it down immediately if they wanted to.
This is horrible, and the state and the city should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, think about how it's ruining the whole county, really. Remember last week we talked about they busted the Inn of the Dove? They had people at the Inn of the Dove, which used to be a place people went to have sex. People are living there selling drugs. So this problem has gotten out of control. Think about the 80-room inn that might get torn down, where they had 80 rooms there of drug use going on and animals guarding the drugs. I mean, it's so insane here how anybody can see that this problem hasn't gotten out of hand here. And it is one of the problems that is causing the major crime we have in the city. Because you've brought so many ex-cons in, as Mr. Kurt said, you're not rehabilitating people, like I've always told you, by concentrating them all together with the same type of crimes that put them in jail to begin with. So the program doesn't work for the ex-cons. It's not helping them. It's not helping the citizens. And we have to ask everybody, besides liberalism, what is anybody getting out of this, the city or the state? And that's, you know, something I have to put out there. It's like a question mark to me. It's like, we're missing something, right? Tom said it. What are we missing? Jesse didn't sound like we're missing anything, that we see the bill for what it is, a bad bill. But, you know, what is city council, what is the city, what is the state getting out of allowing these ex-cons to live at all these rooming houses? And I think that's why we had to bring this subject up today, shine a light on it, talk about it, get everybody upset about it, because you should be upset about it, and get them to be ashamed, and maybe they can rescind it, or maybe the state will step in when they see how ridiculous, what a crime this vote was. Again, I think everybody is outraged about this, and that's why we do this show, King Arthur and I, to bring these points out, because other people aren't going to do this. The press does it, you know, after we talk about it. We talked about the rooming house problem for months, and then the press did a story on it. We talked about human trafficking for months, and the press did a story on it. But well, at least everybody's listening, and that's a good thing.